Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
More and more kids are spending more and more time in front of the screens, large and small. And Luke Arundel, Optometry Australia's resident optometrist, they've had some amazing figures coming back in relation to what staring at screens is doing for our kids. And Luke, it's not doing them a whole lot of good. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. And you're quite right. Some very sobering statistics coming through showing that Australian kids are becoming more and more short-sighted or myopic.
And how many kids are we talking out of, how many in 10 are winding up this way?
Sure. Look, what we've seen in as far as change is, you know, short-sightedness rates in 17-year-olds, they've increased from 20% to over 31% in the last 15 years. And in 12-year-old kids, it's doubled from 2005 to 2011. So some really staggering increases in short-sightedness around the country.
Luke, had we reached a point maybe 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, where better foods, better lifestyle, better access to, you know, medical facilities, where it started to wane and since then has started to pick up? Is there a curve that you can see?
Yeah, look, there certainly is a curve, and Australia certainly has been the lucky country, you know, for a long time. When we look at some of our neighbours, you know, over in Korea, for instance, you know, amongst their 19-year-old men, 97% of them are short-sighted. So, you know, we're still certainly behind worldwide, but the scary thing is that we're catching up. When we look at, you know, what's involved, there's been a whole raft of theories over the years, and certainly genetics does play a small role, but more and more it does seem to be environment. You know, that's the main causative factor. And some really exciting research that's coming out that is very relevant for parents, you know, is suggesting that simply balancing screen time and green time is going to be very, very important in stopping or slowing the progression of this short-sightedness.
You may or may not be surprised that this is a topic that's come up many, many times, probably over the last 12 months or so. But generally, when we talk about screen time, we talk about kids getting out to exercise, getting fresh air in their lungs, getting the heart rate up and working towards the obesity crisis. But we haven't really focused on the damage to the kids' eyesight and moving forward, because it's something that doesn't fix itself, does it?
Absolutely. And look, what the research is suggesting is very simple, you know. They're recommending that kids are spending at least a couple of hours outside a day to slow this progression of short-sightedness. What they think is the causative factor or responsible is that the light-sensitive layer inside the eye actually releases a chemical, dopamine, and it's responsible for eyeball growth. And if we're not getting enough sunlight exposure, we don't get enough of this chemical, and it causes the kids to become short-sighted. So, you know, they're thinking that's part of that pathway with, you know, studying, reading books, spending too much time staring at screens, is that those kids aren't spending enough time outside. So, you know, absolutely, there's a huge range of benefits, you know, in as far as healthy lifestyle. And we're certainly not saying don't protect from UV. Always recommend sunglasses for kids and for adults. But, you know, that's the very exciting, very interesting research coming through this year suggesting that something as simple as just a couple of hours outside a day is going to be enough to help slow down this myopia or short-sightedness epidemic.
The irony of it is I'm standing in a studio and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seven screens around me, and I realise that the computers aren't going away, tablets aren't going away, smartphones aren't going away, so it's getting that balance. Yeah. What about screen time at night in dark bedrooms? Is that a nasty contributor as well?
Look, that's not helping, and very interesting topic, a standalone topic by itself. A lot of research coming out on blue light and LED screens. What is it doing to us? So there's some suggestions that exposure, you know, may be causing damage to the back of the eye and also interfering with sleep patterns. So it's a different hormone this time, one called melatonin, that they feel blue light influences its release and causing a lot of problems with sleep disruption. So particularly late at night, you know, there are filters available on the new or the latest iPhone update It's called Apple Night Shift, and it changes the colours, warms the colours, gets rid of some of the blue light in it. Or for desktop computers or laptops, if you're up late doing work, there's a freely available filter called F-Lux, F.L-U-X. So there are ways of getting around some of the problems with screens, and the really simple advice would be, you know, taking regular breaks. You know, remember that we do have a lot of muscles in the eyes. They get fatigued, they get sore. So we recommend 20-20-20. Every 20 minutes, look up and away from the screen for 20 seconds at something that's about 20 feet away or something in the distance. So really simple, taking a break every hour for the kids, balancing screen time and green time, couple of hours outside each day, and making sure, you know, that you get the youngsters into an optometrist before school and then regularly through the school years to make sure we're picking up this short-sightedness or myopia at the earliest opportunity.
Because if there's no problems, it's not a big issue, but it's only a couple of minutes out of your day. Luke, thanks for your time. That's some great advice.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
2NUR FM 103.7.